Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour on this September the 14th on the West Coast, now September the 15th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. Well, I have a guest booked for tonight, but he's not responding. We've attempted to get him on the show. Dr. Bill Deagle, and I don't know what the story is, but it's not going to, by any means, interrupt the topic tonight that I want to go into. Many, many things that I want to allude to, and I think foremost, I want to bring up the issue of the amount of COINTELPRO that are working in the background to try to discredit the information Dr. Deagle has brought out, Dr. H. Hu Ott, Dr. Arthur Evangelista, Andrew S. Jones, formerly with the National Institute of Health, and a host of other experts in various areas, be it medicine or metaphysics, the paranormal, the spiritual aspects of what is going on. I mean, we are really in a spiritual war. This is the battle of good against evil, no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. And the minions from hell have crawled out from underneath the rocks and out from the pit and are trying to wreak havoc on everybody by defaming, discrediting people left and right, even myself. I mean, there's not much you can say when I get a copy of an IBM released document from 2006 and write a little article so you understand what it is, and then you read it and read the description within the document itself. It's not something that I created. Of course, I get these bogus emails, people telling me that they belong to such and such an organization, which they do not. Many times email addresses are totally fraudulent. They're bad. They don't work. They don't go anywhere other than to maybe a private portal that's been set up by one of the intel agencies. There's such a character in Vancouver, Canada, going by male names, female names, and probably is happiest when he's using the female name. I know who this individual is. He's been routinely attacking other truth tellers out there, and he's given himself away time and again. Somehow fashions himself as an actor or a musician type, and so takes on the aliases of established musicians, composers, music producers, using bogus email addresses attributed to them, by stealing their original email addresses and using those as let's say the button to then when you click on that particular what appears to be an HTML link, there's actually an embedded link underneath it that takes it to a different location. So you're not dealing with honest people, you're not dealing with regular people or even stable individuals here. You know, what does all this mean? Well, those of you who are just listening to everybody, you're either determining for yourself, well, I'm going to trust this person, they seem like they're honest, or I'm not going to trust this person because I was listening to such and such a show and they told us that this person was not credible. Now, it creates a lot of confusion, and we talk about that. I often tell my listening audience, as well as my guests tell my listening audience, that we're not asking anyone to believe anything. I will not even bring anybody on the show that's pushing belief systems. That's the matrix. That's the situation on this planet. That's the paradigm. That's what it's like being inside the box, a belief system. And you trust people. You know, their come on is to say, oh, you know, I listen to your show all the time, and you know, I want to contribute to your show now. I'm feeling guilty that I haven't done that, or I just think your work is fantastic, and they're trying to use that as a means to get in and infiltrate, or they send an email to three or four people that I'm collaborating with in research, trying to discredit other aspects of my research, that somehow I have been fraudulent, when in reality, I know the truth. So I know it's a setup to begin with. I know what the truth is about the particular situation, whether I'm talking about this bird flu thing, where I got the documents, how I got the documents. It's not even the issue. How I got them and the fact that I brought the truth out is not the issue. The issue is the fact that these were created by corporations, multinational corporations, intent on making millions and billions of people sick or even killing them. That's their plan. Don't accuse me of fear-mongering. That's their plan. We're telling you who it is doing it. You should be grateful that that's the case. But these guys, now that the truth has come out, now that the truth has come out about all the phony lawsuits that are being filed, they have to attack us, the messengers. We're bringing you this information from a lot of research, from a lot of knowledge that we have as to who's playing the roles behind the scenes. And I can only say that on every opportunity, we're able to expose some other dimension that someone else hadn't gone into. You know, they're quick to interview people who are acting as the spokespeople for the whole world about the dangers of the bird flu or the danger of the swine flu. And then we have these exaggerations that charges have been filed with the FBI. Foreigners have no standing or no jurisdiction to file charges with the FBI from overseas. Just doesn't happen unless you could actually find somebody that wants to honestly investigate bank fraud. Then there's something there, you see. A bank could talk to another bank, and they could involve the FBI in doing an investigation. You think that would be going on right now with the trillions and trillions of dollars being laundered through the central banks in New York and overseas? But that's not being done. So how can we rely on a person who's not even an American, at least by their claim? They're not an American. They're posing as being in one country, though their phone number, we know, gets forwarded to cities in the United States. And, you know, there's a recent film interview of this person, possibly taken in Europe. You know, we have to trust that the accounts that were being given are true, but we trusted the fact that the phone numbers were true or that they were really representing where the person was. Of course, the people who conducted the interview didn't see the documentation that we have as far as receipts and the thousands of dollars that have been sent out. So, again, this individual acting as Jane of Arc, we'll say, worldwide, is going to save the world from the flu pandemic and is shooting herself and shooting everyone else in the foot in the process. You know, this isn't about this person. It's about the flu pandemic, and it's about the lives of billions of people. But it's become a popularity contest or a urinating contest between different factions. Number one, this, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It reeks of Big Pharma sticking their nose in and getting the minions that work behind the scenes in the intelligence agencies to obfuscate the truth. Now, there have been charges, countercharges filed in the case of the lawsuit that was filed in New Jersey regarding this bird flu pandemic, one which a lady in Florida paid close to $6,000. And there have been solicitations for cash, absolute outright solicitations for cash to cover costs of computers that are defective, a new computer, and then within a week or two, another request for more money for another computer. And now there are people sending hundreds and hundreds of dollars out to this person, not knowing who this person is whatsoever, not knowing all the fraud that we've uncovered in the background. And I'm telling you, they did a PSYOP on the woman in Florida. They got her to put out money that she actually had to borrow to get her name attached to a lawsuit by a guy posing as an attorney. You can't get any more corrupt than that. That so-called attorney, which is just an individual filing an informa pauperis with the court, actually makes about $8,000, I heard, a month selling items on eBay. That's not a bad income. Not at all. That's darn close. What is that? $96,000 a year selling stuff on eBay, and you file an informa pauperis document with a court in New Jersey. Very misrepresentative. And other bogus documents, by the way. A document supposedly representing the backing of the Pentagon in this whole issue, when it has nothing to do with the bird flu, and is actually, by all accounts, and my own investigation, likely a fraudulent document. Another fraudulent document. So we've got false claims of documents being filed. We've got false claims of certain financial situations being entered into the court record. And they've been countered. And actually, in this case, a certain individual I know who's been on this show has actually helped the government to expose the fraud to the court. And I've seen the receipts that were paid, the monies that were paid out under the pretense of filing this lawsuit in that person's name and some other people. Certainly the person that foot the bill has a right to have their name on the lawsuit if that was their intent here. Now, these claims are being made internationally that these lawsuits are filed. No one can file these papers. Oh, no, I'm not going to show you. You're smearing me. This is the childish language that's going on across the oceans and across continents. While all these companies are gearing up. Now, people seem to think that I don't know what I'm talking about in my genealogical research, and I can tell you I've connected dots that I wouldn't think I could connect in a million years. And I'm holding that information for the right moment. That information will come out. But you can trust that if I name a place, because someone says, oh, no, that can't be, that's totally wrong, that doesn't mean they're telling the truth. You're not going to hear it from the media. Not a word, not a peep of this has been talked about on the mainstream media. Not a peep. With the exception of Coast to Coast, which is radio, and it's late night, so there's very limited audience. And you've got gatekeepers involved in that show as well, in terms of the guests that were on the show, and things that we know are going on behind the scenes that you, the listeners, aren't privy to. But I can just tell you, you know, when it comes down to it later on, folks, and the fraud is totally exposed for what it is, not to mention the intention to murder millions or even billions of people by Big Pharma, you'll see. You'll see that we were telling you the truth, and that the people that have come out and attacked all of us who were telling the truth as best we can, based on a lot of information that's being covered up or manufactured on purpose to throw you off, to give you the false hope that something's really being done. Now, it's one thing to talk about the dangers of these vaccines. It's another to say you filed a lawsuit. It's another to say that a certain investigative body that's here in America is doing an investigation on it, when we know that that is absolutely not the truth. Because that same organization is not investigating the financial corruption that's going on in the real estate industry. And it's an industry, really. It's not business, normal business. It's so staggering, the amount of corruption that is there. So, wow, That's a lot. That's 18 minutes of nonstop just ranting on what I'm seeing going on. And you're not doing a lot of people favors putting out these fear-mongering emails about the bird flu. The word's gotten around what it is, or the swine flu. The word has gotten out there. And now it's moved to the point where, since the word is out there, so many people have now seen that this was planned, that we have documentation that this was planned, and that forewarning was given as much as 3 years ago to certain company, IBM, in France. Now that that's out there, you should be focusing on what you're going to do, not, well, this person says they're going to do this, and this person says they're going to do that. What are you going to do? Where are you going to take your responsibility? Or when are you going to take your responsibility? And how are you going to do it? Really, we've talked about that over and over and over on shows. All last week, we talked about responsibility. Jim Murray mentioned that at the end of the show. He said it all boils down to people taking responsibility for their own lives. Everybody wants someone else to do their own personal work. And it's really, really you're hurting yourself. You're hurting your standing spiritually in terms of eternity. I'm not going to judge you. You're going to judge yourself. And certainly that's up to God. And then if you choose not to even have faith that there is a God now in this life, well, then you're free to do that too. I'm not going to stand in your way. But that doesn't mean that everything has to go your way. You know, you're still responsible for your life. I'm not responsible for it. And others aren't responsible for it. You are, each and every one of you, individually. When you're not taking responsibility for the things that you do, then you in no way are qualified to help other people and joining with them and sharing responsibility. Most of you want someone else to take it all, and you just sit back and watch. And that's really a sad point. I don't know how else to describe it, but and I don't mean to sound like I am down on people. We've got a caller on the show here, Elizabeth from Florida. I wonder if that is the Elizabeth I know.
Yeah, that's the Elizabeth you know.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? I thought I'd give you a little update on where I've gone with this, okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay.
Welcome to Evidence Footprints.
Nice to be back. I'm staying focused on the Brian Aiden Zero Heal, trying to bring hope to people, you know, with Elder and Joanne Kramer, Elder Hale and Joanne Kramer. And I also made an appearance at City Hall in Daytona Beach this week. I brought your IBM documents with me, and I handed them to the city council as I approached them, and I stood them up. I told them, you've got an alternative to look into. I expect that you will. You want proof that this thing was pre-planned? Here you go. And I made sure the papers were in their hands before I left.
And what did they say?
Not much. My friend Howie that came with me said that they were all on their toes. He thought I did a pretty good job of standing them up. But then I'll be going back, Don. You know, I'm going to get some answers, and I'm going to make some demands. You know, you can't get anything by putting a sugar coating on things nowadays. If you don't make a demand, then they'll just put it to the back of the file and forget that you were even there. I plan to stand them up as hard as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't have much time.
Well, yeah. Well, we do have time. When you say no, you have forever. You know.
Mm-hmm.
When you say no, you have forever.
I mean, with the vaccine supposedly coming out here in October.
I'm going to repeat myself. When you say no, you have forever.
Okay.
Why do people have to lay down and say, okay, give me the vaccine? This is criminal. This is absolutely criminal. A corrupt, organized crime is all it is.
And all people should at least be given an alternative, all right, to that vaccine. And when he, when President Obama said, Liz,
let me, you know, I don't mean to be rude. Wait a second. Now, you're saying, in other words, they tell us we have to do this, and then we have to have an alternative. No, get out of the way.
No, I mean to save yourselves, to heal.
You tell them no, flat out. No, get out of my life. Get out of our lives. Take this and go to another planet.
Right.
Okay? Take it and go to another planet. Go to Mars, go to the moon, whatever you want. Take it and give... Practice giving yourselves these shots. If they're so harmless, you take them.
Exactly.
But get out of our life. That's the alternative, you see? I have to tell you, I'm fed up. I'm tired of listening to people, and I'm not attacking you, Liz. I'm tired of listening to people say, well, what are we going to do? You know, we have to take this. You don't have to take it. Stand up for your rights, that the rights that God gave you, the Creator. Or stand up for Satan, whoever the heck you're standing up for, you know. If you're concerned about taking the vaccine, say no. That's the alternative. Say no and mean it. Okay?
I did let them know that if even one person or one child was harmed in this community, that there would be backlash. Okay? And that I would sue them. And I let them know as I walked out of that room the other night. And when I go back in, I'll say it again. I'm not taking that vaccine. I don't plan on it. I don't plan on letting it go into any of my friends or family either. And the only way to fight it is to get up there and get in their face. And I'm hoping that I'm doing the best that I can because that's my goal.
You know, if they came up to everybody and said, okay, look, we want you to get in a line. We want you to climb up to the top of this mountain and jump off the edge. Okay? Just jump. You're either you do that or you get $1,000 a day fine and you have to go to jail for 30 days. I mean, what's the point? The point is
control. I call that force.
It's power and control. That's all it is. There's no rationale behind it. Okay, is there any difference in making you do that or sticking you with a disease that doesn't exist right now except for what they've created in a lab? And the fact that they want to make some money or they want to get rid of people? I mean, there's no other way to look at that. There really isn't. There isn't anything that's threatening me right now that I have to concern myself about getting a shot. But if they keep repeating it and putting it into people's consciousness through brainwashing, mind control, and artificial methods, then, yeah, you're going to have some people that just can't think for themselves that are going to do, you know, they're going to take the shot. Oh, we have to take the shot? Okay, where do I do it? You know, roll up my sleeve or pull down my pants? Which one should I do? That's the evidence.
I have a question. I had read in that evidence file that I presented down here in July to the police department that there was some speculation that President Obama might be a shareholder in Baxter Pharmaceutical. Is there any way to find out if that's true?
Well, you know, it's likely the whole of Congress is. Okay, I don't know that for a fact, but I can tell you that certainly you can research SEC documents. I doubt that they would keep something like that out there for the average person to really see the genuine documents. They can couch it under a corporation, or they can couch it under an alias. That's what they do with the real estate money laundering. They use identity theft. They make up names. Okay, so, you know, whether or not that's behind it, they're all in on it together. I mean, it's so irresponsible that what is going on is massive treason against all those that are Americans and that are there, you know, under the pretense of fulfilling their constitutional obligations. But you see, they have all these secret deals on the side that give them, they think, the power to ignore the Constitution. Why tell us? See, they defrauded us. If they told us they're going to uphold the Constitution and they're going to serve us, but they get in office and they tell us that we're serving them, well, then they're committing fraud, are they not? They're committing treason. How else do you want to describe it? And everything that they do while committing fraud and committing treason is a crime. There are a multiplicity of them, and they're all guilty of it. No one is stopping it from happening. They're all in bed together. They're being bribed. They're being given, or they're being extorted and blackmailed. You know, they have a multiplicity of ways that they do that. And we know that that's the case because they use it every couple of days or every couple of weeks or every couple of months. As soon as the heat gets a little too hot in the kitchen, they have to sacrifice one of their people. Or they go after a governor, or they go after a congressman. And, you know, you think the worst that any of them is doing is having an affair on the side of their marriage? What about the pedophilia that goes on? What about the whorehouses that they run in Washington? I mean, it's well known, it's well documented that this goes on. What about that? You know, and you're wondering if they're participating, if they own stock in this stuff.
Yeah,
they know about it. They know about it before the stuff is even approved. And they're buying it up.
Last week I heard the president saying that there would be no forced vaccinations, right? And the very same day, I read an article in the paper that said the Department of Defense was saying that all uniform-wearing military personnel will be vaccinated. Well, how can you say there will be no force and then force it on our entire military? I don't get it.
Well, isn't it lying? Isn't it lying?
Uh-huh. You know, totally contradictory.
Yeah, Joe Wilson was right when he yelled out, "You lie," because everything in that speech was a lie. You know, actually, you know, I cared not anything about health care. What the big concern was for me was how they're destroying this economy, how they're destroying this country, how they're allowing illegal aliens to infiltrate, how we're paying for illegal aliens to be brought in here. Don't tell us in one breath that we have a war against Islam. I don't buy that, but that's the cover story. Now they're bringing the Palestinians here and giving them money and benefits and all that, and the very people here that built this country get nothing. And we've got an illegal alien sitting in the White House that can't even prove that he's an earthly alien. You know?
Yeah, right.
I don't know how else to say it, Liz. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is total insanity, what's going on. Total insanity. The rule of law has totally collapsed, and the corruption is so deep. And you expect to hear the truth in the mainstream media when the guy lied to the whole world on camera. And the one man that had the courage to yell out, "You lie," now is apologizing or being asked to apologize for telling the truth? Tell me that's not the duplicity I talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. The pot calling the kettle black, or the Hegelian dialectic. Up is down and down is up. Hot is cold and cold is hot. In is out and out is in. The truth's the lie and the lie's the truth. That's what we're hearing. I mean, think
about
it.
How do we turn it around? You know, how can we turn it even 20 degrees? If we can turn it around 20 degrees, we've made a difference.
Have you talked to God? Have you had a private conversation with God, you and God alone? You don't have to reveal what
every day.
Every day, okay?
Every day.
And you're taking action. You're one of very, very few people I know on the whole planet that's doing anything active, okay? And your actions absolutely speak and justify what you just said. You talk to God every day. And God inspires you to have faith and courage, or does he put fear in your heart?
No, not fear, not fear. God inspires me to make a change and to do the right thing.
Okay,
do what my conscience tells me I should do.
Yeah, you do your part that way, and it's up to everybody else to do their part. Right now, I don't see a whole lot of people doing anything. We had 2.5 million or so people march on Washington over this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The media lied and said there were 60,000 people or so. There were 2.5 million people. The half a million alone is more than the 60,000 they said, let alone there was another 2 million on top of that. And we saw the pictures, but when the mainstream media went there to interview one of the people that was part of the Tea Parties there, and they were protesting the Federal Reserve and the IRS and some other issues, I suppose health care was a big one. They showed an empty mall, okay? They showed everybody gone. What was amazing, the place wasn't trashed, for one thing. You could tell people had walked on the lawn. My God, there were 2.5 million people. It's going to wear the lawn down a little bit, but it was still green, wasn't filthy, there wasn't trash thrown all over the place. You could tell that people that cared about their country were standing there in that Masonic village that's laid out like all the Masonic and Egyptian symbolism worked into one city.
Government control of the media. I've fallen victim to it myself. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I had a protest in Daytona Beach in 2004, where it was estimated that 70 to 100,000 people attended the protest. The Homeland Security was brought in. I was surrounded, forced onto a bridge. They used this cut off the head of the snake military maneuver. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the end of the end, the media read that I stood alone that day on that bridge. And at that time, I had never seen as many human beings in Daytona Beach as I had seen at that point. I mean, it was just a sea of heads as far as you could even see out onto the beach. Yet the media reported that I stood alone. It's government manipulation of the media. Exactly what happened in Washington just now.
Yeah, well, so when do you think they're going to start telling us the truth?
Never.
Until they're forced. Yeah, we can't look to them. And you've probably heard me say this before, Liz, on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we expect to hear the truth come from them when all along they've been lying to us? And if they're lying, then and they're carrying water for the politicians, then the politicians are lying too. And the entities, the bureaucracies that control the politicians, whether you're talking about the oil companies or the pharmaceutical companies or the banks or the stock brokerage firms or the CDC or the World Health Organization or the UN, which have no damn business telling us what to do. It's just an extension of that reptilian David Rockefeller, you see. That's all those entities are, is more entities. More corruption, and they serve the most evil people in the universe, right here on this planet. The lionest, most murderous, conniving, corrupt scum of that's ever been on this earth is alive right now and running the show. And that's not an exaggeration. I know I'm speaking for lots of people when I say that. Because you can't look at these people that have spent their entire existence on this planet, generation after generation, figuring out ways to mass murder people. I mean, what other sickness is there beyond that? What they do to children, what they do in the name of science or in the name of their God.
Exactly. Who, short of God, can hold these jokers up, though, Don? Who can we turn to? I've written to politicians. I've written to military officials. I've written to the FBI. They're aware of it. The Attorney General's office. That's through the Tim Water case up there in New Jersey. I've got receipts here telling me that actually the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, the Attorney General's Office, and the U.S. District Court of New Jersey are aware of this situation, okay? The information I sent them about the bogus lawsuit certainly included information of why I was filing that lawsuit, you know, to stop forced vaccinations. So, you know, I feel like I've at least got some information in these people's hands, but if they're all complicit and they're all evil, God's the only one we really can turn to.
Well, we've got ourselves, too, do we not? I mean,
yeah.
Why does it have to be somebody else doing it? Why can't we do it?
Well, if we not that I'm not trying to, but I need some help, and I need some mighty help.
Well, yeah, we all do, or we're going to find ourselves, erased into oblivion, are we not? I can tell you this, Liz. I'm not afraid of death, okay? I'm not afraid of death. I've already died and come back. So I know there's nothing to be afraid of. And the ones that are fearful are the ones that are doing everything in secret and lying about what they're doing. They're the ones that pay others to murder their opponents, because they themselves are gutless, spineless. You see? That's how corrupt they are. They have to have someone else do it for them. Okay? And they put that consciousness into everybody else that they control. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to do it. Okay? Now, you know you're doing all you can do. I know I'm doing all I can do, and I know tons of other journalists and talk show hosts who are truth seekers, who risk their lives every day. They're risking their own personal lives. They're not being paid. They don't have people sending them hundreds or thousands of dollars because they're putting a word out that really is spin. They're stealing everyone else's intellectual property and research and lifelong research and claiming it for their own. And when they're challenged about doing that, they're accused of smearing the very person that brought you into the corrupt aspect of it, right? You know firsthand that what I'm telling your audience is the truth, right?
About this. Yeah, I know, and I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Alluding to, let's say that. Mm-hmm.
Jane of Arc, okay?
Yeah. Unbelievable that she should even question my loyalty to my country. I've never had another word to say to her, not even an argument over the terrible things she said about me. I don't care. I'm moving on. I've got bigger things to take care of than to deal with her and her mindset and petty bull, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're dealing with a narcissistic individual that wants to draw all the attention to themselves and be the victim and get pity from everybody. And you know, unfortunately, there are people that fall for that. And they're going to be taken for it, okay? You were the perfect example of courage and willing to come out and say, I gave money, I gave thousands of dollars to these people, assuming that there was a lawsuit that was going to be filed that was going to stop this. And basically, they ripped you off. They misrepresented what they did, but as soon as you brought that story out, what did they do? They attacked you, and they attacked the doctors and the specialists and the experts that brought out information about what was going on, and she claims it all for herself. It's her research. My goodness. You know, I mean, what are we dealing with here? This is, you couldn't write a movie script and have it be sold. It's so unbelievable. And yet this is going on, and we're just supposed to say, oh, this is, well, you know, well, I guess this is what's happening. We should watch out now. They're going to come with the needles next.
No. Here I am, a single mom in Florida, okay? A big day for me is getting over to the mainland off the island. And when I heard you talking with, it was another interview that you had done, and you were talking about PSYOPs and these operations, I had to step back for a minute and say, wow, Ricky, okay, how did I get myself in this situation? But I guess in the all-in-all, you know, it has brought a lot of light to the subject itself, even if it was in a controversial kind of way. It's brought a lot of people around.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elizabeth, I and a few other people, I know Drew Raines is privy to this, and some other people. I mean, we've assured some of these medical experts that have been talking and educating the public about the swine flu, the bird flu, Fort Dix or Fort Detrick or any of the places where these have been tested on people, and the history going back, you know, a good 100 years or more into vaccines and how they were created and the lies that we've been told about them and all the diseases and all the infirmities that people have come down with. Anything from autism to deformities of the extremities, and then death, you know, premature death and tremendous suffering because of a compromised immune system or because there were side effects that led to other diseases, and that's the issue that we're talking about here. Is that we make a conscious choice, a determination of our free will. We exercise our free will and say, no, I'm not getting that vaccine. Well, oh, now you have to get it under the pretext. In other words, you're being blackmailed into taking it under the pretext that you're going to cause everyone else to get sick, when in reality you get rid of the virus or give it to them. Let them get sick and die. Let them take it. Let them pay for it. And you know what? I'd even be willing to pay for one of them, okay, myself, to give it to them. I'd be willing to do that, knowing what it's going to do. You see? So, you know, we're witnessing this, and everybody's acting like, well, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to go about this? And when it comes to the claims that this person, who seems to be able to, you know, just... do the triple jump over to Austria from other parts of the world. You know, if you're into track and field, you know what the triple jump is. It's like the hop, step, and jump, okay, that they do in gym class. Sort of dodging the landmines and all the little dangers of being out there in the public eye and having the truth brought out, like you did when you provided us with copies of the Western Union receipts, okay, that talked about the wire transfers that you made. It's undeniable that that money was sent, and it substantiates very, very strongly your claim that there was an intention behind how you distributed that money, what the purpose of the money was for. And it was for more than just filing a lawsuit. As I recall, and you can verify this or shoot it down totally as being untrue, that there were requests, multiple requests for money for computers, for getting a new computer. Is that not true?
No, that's not true.
No, I'm saying
that's
you had a request. You did not. You were not asked to send money for a computer?
No. And talking to Jane... she had mentioned to me how she was ready to be put out on the street, and she didn't know what she was going to do. And I thought, well, here I am sending out this $6,000 whatever to Tim, and he was calling her and talking to her every day, too. And I I just suggested to him that he send her some so she wouldn't be put out on the street. And then just maybe 2 days later, I get an email saying, oh, I just love my new Toshiba computer. I was blown away.
Okay,
you know,
that's what I'm asking
down
you.
Here,
you said no, but now you're saying yes. She did use that money for a computer, right?
She did, but I sent it to her thinking she was going to be put out on the street. Not that she was going to buy herself a new computer. Gosh, I could have used a new computer, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she manipulated me by coming across with the big sob story of being, you know, thrown out with all of her belongings and whatever. You know, and I couldn't see that. You know, at that point, I didn't know all the other aspects of her
personality.
Yeah,
how was she sending all these emails and stuff or communicating via Skype without a computer?
How did I get her? Mine was simply on my Yahoo email account.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is for her to send you an email, she needs a computer.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how did she do that?
I have no idea. She said it was an old computer, I guess. Yeah, she did mention her computer was old and it was being attacked, cyber attacked. And
oh, so having a new one prevents all that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's preposterous, you know, because I know plenty of people that have new computers that get cyber attacked all the time. So the age of the computer had nothing to do with it. In fact, did you ever see the new computer?
No. Mm-mm.
You didn't see a picture of it? Did she ever show you a receipt for it?
No.
Okay. Now,
no.
I know that there were people, genuine people out there, who were asking for some documentation, bank statements to show how much money she had raised. And she had responded by saying something to the effect of, I haven't had time to look at the account. And yet we know more specifically about how much money's going in than she's alluding to the general public. You know, we're getting emails from people saying, we're sending between a group of four or five people, we're sending up to $2,000 a week. That's $8,000 a month. That's how much money Tim Vodder's making from what we've been able to determine. These people are cleaning up. And whose message are they putting out? Are they putting out some unique message, or are they taking the research of others? Or fabricating documents to supposedly or allegedly represent these relationships they have with people in the government. I haven't seen any of that. None of it.
Have you seen Jane's paperwork from the FBI in Austria or the police department?
No, I haven't. In fact, as far as I know, the FBI is not in Austria, you know, unless they have an agent assigned to the embassy or something. But I don't see, you know, why they would be there. To me, that doesn't make sense. I've not seen the proof.
When I first contacted her, I asked her, okay, she said that she had filed the charges, and I said, do you have a case number on the charge? No, she didn't. She said they don't do that in that country. Then I asked her if she had any names of any officers that she had spoken with. She said none of them gave her their names. Okay? I guess they just don't do that over there.
No, they get their dog.
She never,
they
ever
get their dog to mark a tree.
Any proof to me.
Mm-hmm. They get a male dog to put a mark on a tree, if you know what I mean. That's how they catalog the case.
Right. Well,
in Austria, they can do it at a ski resort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate to be so sarcastic, but I mean, you know, there are 50 to 100 emails an hour going out about this fraud, and everybody's acting like something's going to be being done. It's so disingenuous. It's so dishonest. What is going on? You know, it's sickening. And that's what they want. And you see, this is divided well-meaning researchers and people in the medical community, because They're all being accused of being agents and, you know, working for intel. I mean, people are putting that slanderous crap out there about me. And I know why, because I'm telling the truth. And we're making headway with it by putting the truth out there. And by no means am I the only one.
Oh, and, okay. And me too.
Yeah, you too. Exactly.
I'm in the club.
You know, and these are people that cannot prove who they are and where they are and what their intentions are. Every step of the way, we're finding that there's some aspect of what's going on that's corrupt. And just because you get a picture of somebody or because they make a video of that person doesn't mean that what you're seeing is the truth. Not at all. Not at all. When you can't, let me tell you, from all the genealogical studies that I've done over the past 3 years, you can't just create somebody out of thin air without leaving a horrendous gap in time. You can't. And they have this convenient way of hiding the birth of people and hiding the life of people, which is really the red flag that you're looking for. Because if it's such a secret to hide these people in the general databases, how is it that all these different documents come up of Barack Obama? You know? Wait a minute. You can't find this stuff on anybody. So how is all this stuff coming up? I can tell you, when I go into the genealogical databases, there's nothing there except the deception, the lies that have been created. That's all. And those have been debunked. So what does that mean? Now, are those genealogical databases accurate now? Have they been corrected to compensate for the research that debunks the story? No. What they have to do is they have to attack me. They have to attack the message, then they have to attack me. But we just need the intestinal fortitude to wait them out, because in the end, we win, see? Eventually, the truth is coming out. In fact, it is. It came out in the beginning, which is why they're attacking now. So that's all we have to recognize. There's no big mystery to this. You talk to God and give your allegiance, give your trust, your faith, your love to the Creator that gave you life. And quit honoring these demons. Everybody can do that. If they really are sincere about helping and seeing something get done, why is it up to only a handful of people to do all the work for so many millions? You know, there should have been 300 million people marching on Washington. And we can't use the argument, well, you know, it would have stopped the country. The country's already hurting.
They are so absolutely brainwashed by television, it's not funny. I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to speak to in public who will just literally laugh in my face. Laugh. Can't happen here. You'll never see it. It's scary, but it's a very common mindset. And I know television has a lot to do with it. If they're not telling people this on TV, then they're not going to believe it until they see it for themselves, and they just might.
Well, when they experience it, they're going to know it. You see, they're going to go beyond belief. The point is that they've made people believe this. You see, and many of the people in the truth movement cringe and cower when they're confronted. You know, you don't expect me to believe that, do you? You're some kind of wacko. Where are you getting this? On the internet? You see, that's the brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
What if I am getting it on the internet? What do you know about what's going on in the world? I mean, most people don't know how to defend themselves and defend their position. You know, I listen to people lie. I listen to a usurper lie for an hour and a half to the whole world, and one person out of the 600 or so that were sitting there had the intestinal fortitude to yell out, "You lie." When was he going to have his opportunity if he didn't take it at that moment. Never, right? So he yelled, "You lie." And they held up a sign.
And I really clapped when I saw that. I thought, "You go, you go."
Yeah.
Go, Joe.
And then they all act so shocked and dismayed because somebody told the truth. And they want him to apologize for telling the truth? I'd tell him, take a hike. All of you, take a hike.
Will they fine him? Did I read something
they
about
can't.
A
no,
potential fine?
No, they can't
fine
him. You know, they can slap him on the wrist. They ought to have Barney Frank do it. Put him in drag and slap him on the wrist. You know?
I meant to tell you, I received a notice on Friday, dated September 9th, from the U.S. District Court of New Jersey. It's got a watermark stamp on it with the eagle, and it says 1995, and it is a letter to Ann M. Milligram, the Attorney General, sent to her by the Deputy Clerk, John T. O'Brien. Not bad, huh? And it's signed by William T. Walsh, the clerk. It has to do with the lawsuit with Tim Botter. It says, we're enclosing correspondence from an Elizabeth M. book regarding the above-captioned matter and other similar court matters alleging that Mr. Botter, a purported legal advisor, fraudulently solicits money from her and other citizens. You say that?
Well, that's great. So they are. Well, I did allude to that earlier in the show. I did tell the listening audience that despite what's being put out there, I have firsthand information that some legal documents were filed to actually assist in exposing this fraud, okay? And and of course, you know, that money's been taken from you under false pretenses, which is fraudulent. It's a crime that person represented themselves as an attorney to you, and that you sent the money expecting, you know, to see this lawsuit filed, not in that individual's behalf, not to see the money distributed around the globe to God knows who. It's certainly par for the course on how many so-called professional attorneys handle business. Not all of them, but I can give you plenty of examples. You know, I once moved into a house where there were three filing cabinets filled with court documents that had never been handled. People went to prison for malpractice of the attorney. It's sickening what goes on, and eventually this guy you know was evicted from this house for not paying his mortgage payments, and I can tell you one thing, I knew the house from my childhood. I knew every inch of that house. I had spent quite a bit of time there throughout my childhood because a relative owned that house. And when it came to my attention, it was for sale, and I examined, you know, the whole property. I came upon these documents. Well, I turned those over to law enforcement, and I said, you know, you're probably going to want to get in touch with these individuals. Some of them are probably behind bars because of contempt charges that were contributed to by the attorneys. Lack of ethics and responsibility and commitment to his clients. These people paid him money, and they ended up going to jail and losing everything they had. And his actions compounded the charges. Because he was able to come up with a way to explain it to the court that they were at fault, and, you know, he was there representing be seen, and so these people were held in contempt and arrested and put in jail. And I found all the paperwork basically disputing the claims. I went to the extent of talking to a large number of these people that were incarcerated because of his malpractice, you see. And that was an attorney that was a member of the bar. So imagine now you got a guy pretending he's a member of the bar. You know, there's major fraud been perpetrated. It's one thing for him to go in the court and represent himself, which is what he did, but he took the money from you, promising you that he was filing it on your behalf as an attorney.
Well, you know how else he got me? And I know he's getting a lot of people this way, too. He told me that his secretary's father plays with Bruce Springsteen and has played with Bruce Springsteen for years. And once Bruce hears about this, man, he's going to jump right on board. And it wasn't until after I'd sent out that last Western Union to him that I stood him up. And I said, listen, my friend's an elderly man, and I know he told me I could take I could borrow $10,000 from him for this, but I really didn't want to take his life savings. I said, when is Bruce Springsteen going to stand up to the plate for the people like you said? And then he came forward and he actually let me know that he had lied. He said, sweetheart, there's no way to contact Bruce Springsteen. None of us can contact him. I said, what about your secretary? I thought you said his father plays with the guy. He says, yeah, but there's no way to contact Bruce Springsteen. And I've read in other emails where he's telling people, yeah, we're going to get all these big name musicians on this and they're going to back us up. And he's using it as a lure to get money out of people like he did to me.
Well, there's a way to get a hold of Bruce Springsteen, believe it or not. You know, he lives on Long Island. It's not that hard. You know, it can be done.
Yeah.
And maybe we should see if we can get him on Evident Footprints, Liz, and we'll invite you on there and you can show
him. Oh, that would be so cool. That would be great. But I did try to contact him, and I ended up with a number for his security, and he doesn't take any direct calls. It has to be fenced through his security, and he's got some pretty tight security, I guess.
Yeah, well,
we heard stories about
Michael Jackson, how Michael Jackson was going to help Jane Abark with this thing. You know, it's just total chaos, okay? And it's by design that this has been done. It's by design. You know, we're out of time here, but I want to close just making a comment to you that we look at all this stuff like this is real. In the bigger picture, this is all an illusion. Now, it's pretty serious in terms of living your everyday life, especially when you're concerned about your health, which is your attachment to the physical, or you're concerned about your health in respect to how it affects your mind, which is, an attachment to the physical. The mental plane is just a way of perceiving and analyzing what goes on. But the true connection is your heart connection with your higher self and with your creator, the individual that gave you unlimited power and unlimited potential in what you can do. And, of course, you have free will, but you're going to be accountable for everything that you do. You're going to be responsible. So you might as well start acting responsible, if that makes any sense. Start taking responsibility. And be your own watchdog, so to speak, and monitor whether what you're doing is for the good of all or for the detriment of all. It's pretty simple. You make godly choices, and you're going to be making the right choices. You make evil choices, serving Satan, serving the demon of the universe, and you're going to pay for those consequences equally. Now, I offended a lot of people by saying that because there are a lot of people that worship Satan. These people that are wreaking this havoc on the earth are Satanists. Turn away from that. That's what you have to do. And turn to God. And there's no reason to turn to God if you're not going to talk to him and ask him to empower you. Now, it's what you learn and what you experience through that itself that is going to give you the answers you're seeking. And everyone else that's seeking the answers. Everyone that truly wants to put an end to all this insanity. This is done by design. And if they can create this, we can create our own reality too. I've said it before and I will say it again. It's going to inconvenience some people that prefer to have everybody else wait on them hand and foot. Those people are going to be left behind. You know, don't concern yourself with those people that want to spend their time criticizing you and they don't want to do anything to help bring about some positive results. There were experts out there putting the truth out. There were researchers out there putting the truth out. All you have to do is say no. You know, I'm not going to go murder a person because you tell me I have to murder a person. No, I say no. And I'm not going to risk allowing you to murder me because you have designs to do that. What other option do you have, Liz?
Well, my daily prayer to God is, help me, help them. Help me, help them. Help the people, you know? Give me the courage and the strength and the fortitude to keep fighting, because I know there are so many out there that have no idea what's coming at them, no idea whatsoever. And my goal is just to try to help or save as many people as I can. But I need God's help big time. And angels.
Well, we all do. We all do. But we always have. Okay? Nothing's different. Nothing's changed there. The thing is to recognize that we are getting it, too. Because we're at a place where things are being ramped up by the dark side to compensate for what God is doing. And God's angels. And the universe was designed to repair itself in this way. Like it's going to be. And that means it's going to purge itself of the evil too. There'll always be a location for them. God will honor their wish, their decision, their choice to be evil. But he's not going to subject us in the higher dimensions to that evil. Because it's a very low vibration. Nothing to seek after. Very sensory on this plane. And most people that are attached purely to the physical are just thinking about that. But, you know, your physical body is your vehicle for your light body, you know. And we have a universal right, a sovereign right to allow that to be pure and untainted by the corruption that goes on here. There's nothing but nonstop attempts to corrupt us at every level. Corrupt our minds, corrupt our bodies, and to cut off our connection with the Creator. Literally, they make it a crime for us to say the name of the Creator now. Although it's couched in pledges and oaths and things like that, what's the word I want to use? Well, they do it as a matter of convenience. You know, it's a way they hoodwink the people into thinking that they really are allowing God to be in our lives or to participate. Somehow what's going on is sacred. When all the while we know that they mean exactly the opposite of what they say. And they claim this in all their esoteric writings. I said it before, you know, up is down is up, in is out is in. Every paradigm that there exists, or could possibly exist, every dichotomy, every opposite, every polar situation exists merely because they lie about what their stance is and expect us to follow the lie, while all the while, behind the scenes, they're doing the opposite. None of the rules apply to them. Carefully thought out, but totally dishonest, totally disingenuous.
There are so many more of us than them, though. So many more of us. We outnumber them by the billions. If only we could wake up the numbers we need to revolt against this, to make a stand. Wouldn't that be great? Like you said, we could have used 50 million people in Washington, D.C.
or just a million that have total courage and total understanding of what I'm talking about. And I'm not the only one that's putting this message out there, Liz.
I know.
You know, it comes out in different ways, too. There are some women that are putting this message out. There are some people that that died a number of years ago that said the same thing in their own way, that we can't ignore problems and hope that they just go away. You know, when you put your head in the sand like an ostrich, your rear end is up in the air. Okay?
That's one of my favorite sayings.
Maybe but we should end the show with that.
I'll call it a rear.
Well, your call was a surprise. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the work that you're doing. You keep hanging in there and call in again, okay?
I'll keep you informed.
Okay.
Thanks, Don.
I'm sorry Dr. Deagle didn't make it with us tonight, but something must have come up, so I'll deal with that at a later time. I think that's the second time that that's happened to me, actually, with this guest. So I'm going to say goodnight to you, Liz, and it's
night,
time for me to say goodnight to the listening audience. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio and our special call-in guest, Elizabeth Book. And Liz is actually the one that paid to have this United States side lawsuit filed in the courts to bring about some notice to the officials that we're aware that there's a plan to exterminate a large number of people through what we know from the research that we've come up with is a very dangerous set of vaccines. And I've published some things about this in the strangest ways. The Orly Tates lawsuit is directly attached via her husband to the Novartis issue, the vaccine patent holder. Just can't be a coincidence. And also the publishing of the IBM release of these pandemic documents back in 2006 when they warned their upper-level management that there was 100% chance that a pandemic was going to occur, and they even described the length of the waves of this pandemic and the space in between the waves in terms of time. Can't be an accident. Cannot be an accident. And in fact, that document is on my website, directlightproductions.com. Click on articles or click on documents. It's there, and it's also in the news section. I bring out the fact that IBM knew about this in 2006, warned their employees about it. They did it, not me. I discovered it, and I wrote a short little article, and the main thing is that document exists, showing that we are being lied to. So I want to thank Blog Talk Radio and Wind Talkers Radio for carrying Evident Footprints. Also, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound, and you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow evening when my special guest will be Mr. Michael Anthony. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.